Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. We're going to kick off with probably the most soulful vocalist of all time. I had the pleasure of meeting her in Havana, Cuba, when she went to perform at the Havana Jazz Plaza Festival. Her name is Carmen McRae. This is from the album Carmen Sings Monk, with Dear Ruby.
Doesn't go 'cause you say so. One day he came to you and made the music play in his way. Mm-hmm. music play in his way. You said you'd rather die than say goodbye, but there come a day.
The sensational Carmen McRae with Dear Ruby from the album Carmen McRae Sings Thelonious Monk. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. As always, you can listen to all past editions of Jazz for the Asking by going to our website, which I'll give a little later on in the program. Not too long ago, I came across a soundtrack that I had forgotten about. About 30 years ago, I had an LP version of it. It's called The Sound of Jazz. It was originally a TV special that aired on CBS on December 8, 1957. It was presented as part of the Seven Lively Arts TV series. It brought together some of the biggest names in jazz at the time, artists like Billie Holiday, Mal Waldron, Pee Wee Russell, and many others. It is an exact copy of the music that was played on the TV show. After the show was done live, they brought the musicians into the studio to record exactly what they played in the TV series and released it as a soundtrack, and it is absolutely phenomenal. We're going to listen to two tracks from this back-to-back. They are first, Henry Allen and his orchestra, featuring the vocal talents of Jimmy Rushing and Rosetta, and that'll be followed by Dickie's Dream, the Count Basie All-Stars. And the reason why they're called the Count Basie All-Stars, just listen to this lineup. Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins, Roy Eldridge, Joe Newman. The list is just endless. But first, Rosetta.
Rosetta, in my heart there's no one but you. You told me that you love me, you'd never leave me for somebody new. You made my whole life a dream. I prayed that you'd make it come true. Wow, Rosetta, my Rosetta, I'm the one dear for you. Carry on. Nice.
Count Basie All-Stars with Dickie's Dream, and before that, Rosetta, the Henry Allen All-Stars featuring the vocals of Jimmy Rushing. We now move to the first recording that Sonny Rollins made for RCA Victor. Sonny Rollins had been in retirement and then was brought out of retirement by the producer George Avrican, who was a big name in jazz recordings at Columbia and RCA. His debut album on RCA is called The Bridge. It features Jim Hall on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. It's the old standard, Without a Song.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins with Without a Song from the album The Bridge. You're listening to PCJ Radio's Jazz for the Asking, heard on PCJ and great partner stations everywhere. You can check out all past editions of the program by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's pcjmedia.com/JFTA. You're also invited to send us an email to let us know what you think of the program and if you have any suggestions for music. And our email address is also very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We now go to a request that we had from two listeners, one of them in Australia and the other in Indonesia. They wanted to hear something by Freddie Hubbard, but more interestingly, they wanted to hear Straight Life from the album of the same name. They both said they know it's a little long, but can I play the full thing? Well, of course I can. And it is 17 minutes, by the way. Here's Freddie Hubbard, Straight Life, featuring George Benson, Herbie Hancock, Joe Henderson, Richard Landrum, and Jack DeJohnette.
Thank you.
Straight Life, Freddie Hubbard, from the album Straight Life. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. We will have a short break, and then more of this great music will continue in the second hour. To close off the first hour, we're going to listen to a track from a series of albums that Louis Armstrong issued in the 1950s, called A Tribute To. There was a tribute to many different jazz legends that he had produced for Columbia. This is one called Satch Plays Fats, a tribute to the immortal Fats Waller. Here's Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars with All That Meat and No Potatoes. More of this great music will continue right here on Jazz for the Asking.
Doesn't bother me, honey, that a piece of roast beef can't fix up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Pops. A man works hard, then comes on home, expects to find stew with that fine ham bone. He opens the door, then starts to look in.
Say, woman, what's this stuff you cooking? Now that meat and no potatoes, I just seem right to like a green tomato.
Here I'm waiting, palpitating, with all that meat
and no potatoes.
All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators.
Now hold me steady, I'm really ready. Now all that meat and no potatoes.
I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes.
Yes, I looked in the pot. I'm fit to fight. 'Cause, woman, you know that mess just ain't right.
Oh, that's all. Oh, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Woman, I'm steaming, yeah, really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes.
beans are bad. With me, most anything goes.
That's what I like about you. I looked in the pot, and what a sight. 'Cause woman, you know, without rice, beans just ain't right.
Oh, Pops, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Now, woman, I'm steaming and I'm really screaming.
It ain't ration.
All that meat
and no potatoes.